Chapter 5. Don't judge an audition before it's over.
Wow, that was great!
Twilight whispered, turning to her fellow judges with a cheesy grin. What did you all think about Cheerilee's performance? The Ponyville Players Audition Committee sat beside her, watching the aspiring actors perform one by one for a part in The Singing Stallion from their seats in the audience. Toe Tapper and Rarity, two members of the Pony Tones Quartet, smiled in agreement. Senior Mint, a tall green Pegasus and lead member of the Ponyville Choir, hummed the tune of Phillies Just Want to Have Fun and gave Twilight a wink.
Fantastic! I'll add her to the list of favorites for a lead role then, announced Twilight, satisfied.
Are we ready to move on to the next hopeful?
Fluttershy asked. Torchsong nodded as she finished writing in her score sheet.
Next pony, please!
Fluttershy tried to shout toward the stage, but it came out very softly. A moment passed, and no pony appeared.
Next pony, please!
Twilight Sparkle announced, a bit louder. But instead of another pony trotting out, both the stage and house lights went completely black. Then, all they could hear was the sound of raucous laughter. It grew louder and louder with each moment until finally a searing spotlight beamed down to reveal the source. It was none other than Discord himself.
I'm here, he announced with vibrato, though the pony part is debatable.
The Draconicus was now dressed in a blue suit and wore a jaunty hat with his horns poking through the top. His purple dragon wing and blue Pegasus wing sprouted out of the back of his jacket, and in his left claw he held a large umbrella. Discord leaned on it as if it were a cane and smiled at the judges. Then he floated into the air, popped the umbrella open, and leaned his face on his lion paw underneath it.
Discord, what are you doing here?
Twilight exclaimed, standing up on her hooves. Can't you see we're in the middle of our Ponyville Players auditions right now?
Why, of course I can, dear princess, Discord replied. And that is precisely why I'm here, to audition for a role in the spring musical.
Discord floated back down to the ground with a playful smirk on his face. The purple pony was even more steamed than he'd anticipated. It was deliciously amusing.
Come on, Discord, Twilight begged. Stop messing around, okay?
She held up a scroll with a long list of names scribbled on it.
We have a lot of ponies to get through today, and we want to make sure they all get their chance to try out.
She motioned her hoof to the theater door and raised a brow. This show is a really big deal for us here in Ponyville. The other princesses are going to be in attendance and...
Really, Twilight?
Discord floated over to the judges' table, nonchalant.
I thought you'd all be pleased as punch to have me here.
A bowl of fruit punch magically appeared on the table. Discord ladled some into a cup and slurped it up in one gulp. He ladled a few more and passed them to Senior Mint and Toe Tapper, who both took hesitant sips.
With my musical talents and incredible stage presence, you'd practically have to be fools not to cast me in your production.
Discord handed Twilight a cup of punch, but she pushed it away in annoyance.
Actually, the last time you stood on a stage to perform, it was a trick, said Twilight. You were working for Tyrek and stealing all the unicorn magic in the auditorium to use it for your evil plot.
She raised a suspicious eyebrow.
How do we know you haven't got some ulterior motive this time, too?
She turned to the others for support, but they were all sipping punch and looked mildly intrigued by the audition crasher.
Those days are far behind me, I assure you.
Discord sat on the judge's table like a lounge singer on a piano.
Plus, there's no point in arguing about the issue. You simply have to let me audition.
And why is that?
Rarity asked, attempting to show her support for Twilight Sparkle. While it was true that Discord had redeemed himself a number of times, the ponies knew that they should still be a little bit cautious around him. Even if his suit was all sorts of fabulous, Rarity tried to ignore the intricate stitching and matching pocket square.
"Because, Rarity, darling, it's in the rules." Discord thrust the flyer into her face. "Right there, in teensy-weensy print at the bottom, it says, 'All residents of Ponyville who wish to audition are welcome.'"
"So it does," Rarity said, inspecting the fine print with her red cat-eye reading glasses. "But you don't live in Ponyville."
"That's why you sleep on my sofa when you need a nap after our Tuesday teas," Fluttershy said in her tiny voice. "I don't mind, though," she added just to make sure she didn't hurt his feelings. "True friends always let each other nap."
"And as much as I'll miss that tradition, Fluttershy, I'm happy to announce that I moved into Ponyville today."
Discord giggled with glee as the jaws of the ponies dropped in shock.
"It's true. Just ask Pinkie Pie."
"It's true. He did."
Pinkie Pie bounced out onto the stage, still wearing her fluffy tutu.
"Now let him audition. I need that sweet, sweet rain."
Twilight Sparkle looked to her fellow judges. No pony seemed to have a valid reason to refuse Discord an audition. Twilight rolled her eyes and plopped back down in her chair. "I guess I'm outnumbered. This performance had better be entertaining."
"Prepare to be razzled and dazzled and frazzled."
Discord snapped his claw as he floated back to his place center stage. The hooflights came up as a storm of pink clouds formed above him. The music started low and grew louder.
"Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-
stage with his umbrella in his claw and paw. Giant drops of liquid chocolate started to rain down on him. "I'm singing in the chocolate rain, just singing in the chocolate rain, an uproarious ceiling, I'm tapping again."
Discord did a shuffle ball change, and the sound of metal clacked on the wooden stage.
"I'm cackling at clouds, so pink up above."
A lamppost appeared on stage, and Discord jumped onto it. He leaned out, holding on with his lion's paw.
"The song's in my heart, and I'm ready for grub."
A sandwich appeared, and he took a bite as he danced. Pinkie Pie couldn't help herself and joined him on the stage, dancing to the song and taking large gulps of chocolate rain with each bounce. After three more verses, Discord took off his hat and slid forward on his knees for the big finish. He belted out the last lyrics.
"Just singing and prancing in the chocolate rain."
He looked out to the judges with a charming smirk, and the ponies couldn't help but smile back. Even Twilight Sparkle cracked a grin. As they all cheered, he beamed with pride.
"So, when does the casting notice go up?"
"An audition does not guarantee a spot," warned Twilight.
"Oh, of course not," Discord smiled and winked.
He tried to act humble, even though he knew he had just scored the lead role.
"Not every pony has what it takes, unfortunately."
Torch Song cleared her throat.
"We'll be visiting ponies around town tomorrow to let them know of our casting decisions."
Discord clapped.
"Oh, goody."
"But Discord," Twilight furrowed her brow and looked him straight in the eye.
"Yes, Princess?"
"Don't call on us. We'll call on you, okay?"